What's going on, Clemson Nation, and welcome into the Locked On Clemson Podcast. I'm your host, Ellis Tolbert. Happy Monday. Hopefully you all are having a great day so far. First and foremost, I want to say we've missed a couple episodes, but sometimes life hits you hard. When that happens, though, you got to keep going forward. That's the heart of a champion. So we'll keep rolling. We got a great show coming up for you today. We'll be talking about the first of the spring previews. We'll start with the offense today, and by the end of the week, we'll be finishing up with special teams. So we'll start with the offensive line. We'll start with the quarterback position and the tight end position. What we're looking for, who is there, and what we're hoping for coming out of spring and going into fall. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor over at Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off of your next order. Great show coming up. Let's get after it. All right, first up here at Locked On Clemson, we're going to be talking about the offensive line, a position that is critical for the Tigers' success going forward in 2021. There's a lot of guys that we want to talk about, a lot of young guys coming up that could be really exciting, and then a lot of older guys who really have to prove it this time so that they don't get beaten out by the younger guys. And again, the success of the offensive line is going to be paramount for Clemson to win a national championship. They're not winning any national championships. These guys are getting pushed around. So I'm excited to talk about these guys. Of course, spring has already commenced. They're already gone through paw drills and mat drills, which are terrible, but it'll make you a man. With that said, you know, I'm excited about who comes out first. We'll talk about the projected starting offensive line coming out of spring. Now, note, the offensive line starters, well, the starters in general for the 2021 spring game are not necessarily the starters going into fall camp or exiting fall camp, whoever will be walking out first for the Tigers against Georgia. A lot of things can change from here and now, and I think some of them will. We'll talk about that right here on the show in this first segment for the offensive line. So again, I want to start by saying that these guys are very critical. DJ Uiagalelei, a new starter at quarterback for the Tigers, is going to have some rapport with these guys because he's already played with them for a little bit. He started two games with most of the starters, but we want to see what happens going forward, but we'll go ahead and start with it. Let's talk with the center position. This is the one that I think has a little bit of up-in-the-air feel with it, and I'll say I think that the starter in this position will be Mason Trotter. Mason Trotter is the guy I've talked about on this show a couple of times as being a jack of all trades, the guy that can play pretty much everywhere. He reminds me a lot of Sean Pollard, a guy that could play tackle, guard, and center, and that's exactly what Mason Trotter did. He's pretty highly rated. He's probably the highest rated center that we have returning, according to PFF, 65.1 on his snaps. Pretty good player. He's coming in and battling Hunter Rayburn, another guy who's a redshirt sophomore, 6'4", 320 pounds, probably the biggest, strongest of the three, and the guy who was a natural center. You know, I'm not sold on either one of those guys keeping this position for very long because I've been one to say, I think Ryan Linthicum, true freshman coming in as an early enrollee, could absolutely take this starting job. Not in spring. Right now, he's like a fish out of water. He's still getting baptized. But I think once you go through spring, once you go through fall, you get that weight room going with Coach Batson. He's going to be over 300 pounds as a season start. I absolutely think he could end up being the starter for the Tigers very, very early on. But this is one of those positions that I'm excited to talk about. We're going over to the guard position, though. I don't think that this one's pretty much debatable. I think the starters there are going to be the starters game one and probably throughout the season because you have two returning starters in Matt Bockhorst at left guard and Will Putnam at right guard. Both guys are nasty. Both guys are big and strong, over 300 pounds, but they have got to get settled in, specifically Matt Bockhorst. Great player. A lot of false start penalties last season. If he can get that under control, he could be one of the best players that we have along the offensive line. Very strong and mean guy. I like that about him. He's a head cracker, but we got to get him under control. Control chaos is what we're looking for with Matt Bockhorst. Will Putnam as well. He's another big, strong guy. I remember the day that we got this player, stolen from Florida State. But we got to get these guys honed in, but I think they are going to be the starters at that position. There's some guys behind them that can really play. Taquan Johnson probably can switch back and forth between left and right guard. He was initially a tackle on the defensive side of the ball for the Tigers in the past, but we've gotten him switched around. He just has pretty good feet, great hands. I think if he can keep going, he'll be great. He's on the shorter side at 6'2", but he's about 340 pounds. I love that earth mover size body, those guys that can really create a wall for DJ Uiagalelei and the running backs and crew. So excited about that. And then Marcus Tate on the other side can also play some guard, but I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to see Paul Teo really get his chance. He came in games specifically against Notre Dame. They really did a good job, 6'5", 300 pounds. Great player, excited about him going forward. The left tackle and the right tackle position too, in my opinion, are pretty much solidified, but I see some guys rotating just because that is a very difficult position to play. Let's talk about the left tackle position. I initially said that I thought Jordan McFadden, right tackle, would be the left tackle taking over for Jackson Carman. But as I'm sitting here thinking, I think that Walker Parks, a guy that I'm really high on, I think he could definitely go over and move into that spot. He's got great size and length, long player, 6'5", 295 pounds, explosive, strong. We saw him coming out cracking heads in games this past season. I think he could definitely fill in for Jackson Carman and probably do better what Jackson Carman did last season. In fact, both Parks and McFadden were the highest rated players along the offensive line, according to PFF, with Jordan McFadden being the highest rated player. So I'm excited about both of those guys taking over. Mitchell Mays can go over there and play. He's another one of those young guys that can play. Marcus Tate can do it as well. I really think that Dietrich Pennington is a guy who might be able to play, but he's a later on guy. He's not coming in as an early enrollee. But I really, really like Bryn Tucker and Mitchell Mays. Those guys can play some ball. This offensive line is going to be pretty good. There's some guys that can work out. Again, Marcus Tate is massive. He is one of those guys that is like super big. Apparently, there's a picture out there with him and Christian Wilkins, former Clemson defensive tackle, and apparently he makes Christian Wilkins look like a baby. So I really like this offensive line. If they can get it together, this offense for Clemson will go. But it starts with an offensive line because you have to do it. We know that over the past few seasons, the offensive line has not been the strong point for the offense. In fact, it hasn't been in a long while, but it reached a pretty high point in 2016, 2015, maybe a little bit in 2017 because they had to change styles a little bit with Kelly Bryant, but still really good offensive line. These guys coming back have a chance to be really good. A few things I want to see out of this offensive line coming out of the spring going into the game. I want to see, can they run block? This is what we've been wanting for a while. You have the best running back in Clemson history, and Travis Etienne just finished his career. But the last season, unable to get a running game going. We need that going forward, especially when you're going to have a committee, because I don't think Clemson is going to have the running back position as a two bell cow type thing. I think they're going to have a lot of guys going in this rotation. You have to keep them. So we'll talk about that later on when we get to the running backs. But can they run block? That's going to be something that when they get into the postseason is going to matter a lot, because going through the ACC, and no offense to the rest of the guys in the ACC, you can run roughshod over everyone in the ACC. You're not necessarily going to do that when you get to the postseason against a defensive line from Ohio State or Alabama or even Oklahoma these days. They're getting much better, and we'll see it game one. If you want to beat Georgia, you absolutely have to run the ball. We want to see, have they gotten better at run blocking? We also want to see, are there any alpha dogs on this offensive line? We've seen a lot of guys rotate, and I talk about how that rotation is for Clemson's ability to build depth, but they also need to build rapport, especially when the offensive line is new. So I want to see, is there any guys that are going to step up and really take control of this offensive line? Lastly, I want to see what happens at that center position. Again, that's the guy who starts it all off. The communication with the quarterback, being able to identify the mic, set the alignment, everything is going to be falling on the center's lap, and that is why I want to see who's the starter. Is it going to be Rayburn? Is it going to be Trotter after all? Is Trotter going to end up playing somewhere else? Or will Ryan Linthicum come in and take this job by the reins? I want to see all of that and more in the spring. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the quarterbacks. We already know who the starter is, but what about the guys behind them? Could there be any changes, any shakeups? All of that right here at Locked On Clemson. Before I get into that, though, let me tell you about my friends over at betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are still in full swing. BetOnline.ag even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Hey folks, it's Ellis Tolbert of Locked On Clemson, and we're covering everything you need to know about the Clemson Tigers. But what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're all in here at Locked On Clemson. Thanks for sticking with us. Segment two underway. We're going to be talking about the quarterbacks now. We already know we have a guy coming back that is going to be our starter. Super excited for that guy. But what happens behind him? Is there any action going on there? Do they have a plan if the starter happens to miss any games? And we know, as much as we hate to think about that, it's always a possibility. So you got to be ready. What is Clemson's plans? Let's get into it. Let's start with the starter. It's going to be true sophomore DJ Uiagalelei. Excellent player, 6'4", 250 pounds. I imagine when weigh-in comes, he'll be a little bit under that. He'll probably be playing weight of 245, 240. Always want to slim those guys up, get them ready. He's going to add muscle as well. We already know what kind of impeccable arm strength he has. He's also really good with touch. That's something that I noticed against Notre Dame, one of the two games he came in to start in relief for Trevor Lawrence. He has really good touch. The ball nose just points down, tight spirals, big arm, great ball placement for the receivers as well. He's given him a chance to be able to catch and run instead of just catch the ball and fall. That, I always look for that for quarterbacks. Are you giving your chance? Are you giving the receiver a chance to run with the ball? You need that, especially if you want to get up any kind of yak. You want to get that. So I'm excited about him. Great guy. Again, when he came in for the Boston College game and the Notre Dame game, almost had 1,000 yards passing. Very good. There's some things that he could have done in those games, specifically the Notre Dame game, that if Trevor Lawrence were on the field, he would have known, just from a football IQ standpoint, he would have been able to get us out of certain situations. But I digress. He's a true freshman going up to South Bend playing a team that ended up being in the playoffs. I think he did a great job. So everyone is excited about this guy coming back. DJ Uiagalelei is going to be the future of the Tigers. But what happens behind him? Presumably it's going to be Tyson Pumachon, third-year player, redshirt sophomore out of Connecticut. 6'3", 220 pounds, pretty good quarterback. However, the only thing that I'm concerned about is what has his progression looked like? Has he progressed? We haven't really seen that. You know, when he came in, he was behind Chase Bryce, who happened to be behind Trevor Lawrence. You're not going to see very many snap opportunities. Last season, he was the backup to the backup yet again. So I don't know really what's going to happen with him. You know, there's been a lot of speculation that at some point he will move on somewhere else. I don't see him beating out DJ Uiagalelei. I think that Tyson's a really good quarterback, and I think he has a chance to really do some great things, but maybe not at Clemson. Or, and this is why I said this earlier, if anything happens to DJ, he has to absolutely be ready. But it all depends on if he beats out Hunter Helms, another quarterback that I'm super excited about. Last year, he got me really giddy. Very few and often do guys get me super giddy like that. Hunter Helms is a player that obviously has a lot of talent. He is 6'1", 210-pound redshirt freshman, Columbia, South Carolina, great player. We really saw glimpses of greatness out of this kid against Georgia Tech, and then later on in the season, we were all like, who the heck is this guy? I think he's going to do a really good job for the Tigers. Now, there are other Tigers quarterbacks that are going to be on roster. Will Taylor is going to get a chance to play some quarterback too, but I think it's really a three-man thing. I think it's going to be DJ Uiagalelei, Tyson, and Hunter Helms. Now, can Tyson hold off Hunter Helms? I don't know. This is what we want to see in spring. We know that DJ is going to be the starter. In fact, in the spring game, I don't think that DJ is going to get a whole lot of snaps in the spring game. if there is one played. We're all crossing our fingers. I think this is going to be between Tyson and Hunter Helms because you want to see who is there. You also might find some other guys getting into the game that you want to know that you have an opportunity to get those guys playing soon. I think Will Taylor's probably going to get some snaps. I think Will Spiers will get some snaps because he has already done it. He's been an emergency quarterback for the Tigers this past season, seasons before, but it really didn't really pan out. He didn't need to. We've seen him throw a pass against Georgia Tech. Obviously, everybody played in that game. Your grandma played in that game as well. Could have probably scored a touchdown. But it's going to be important to see what happens because we've seen the last two starting quarterbacks go down at some point and have to have a backup save the day or not really come up with a win. We saw it happen in 2017 with Kelly Bryant when he went down against Syracuse. It wasn't really good times for the quarterback position. Hunter Johnson didn't really do a great job. Zarek Cooper did, just couldn't finish drives. That's very important. But then you also saw in the next season, Trevor Lawrence comes in, gets the starting job, and immediately goes down with an injury. Chase Bryce had to step up. This past season, Trevor Lawrence misses a couple of games due to COVID. You absolutely have to have DJ Uiagalelei ready. That's why the most important position in college football is a guy that's on the bench, ready to go in. If he's not ready to go, you're screwed. We've seen this with Deshaun Watson, actually. Deshaun Watson took over the starting position. So I should have said the last three. I go back on that. Deshaun Watson really took over that starting spot, was a bright spot for Clemson, setting records, 6 touchdowns against North Carolina, but then ends up getting hurt against Georgia Tech. And by that point, Cole Stout had checked out. He was not still there. He was in a different atmosphere, was not ready to go. This is why you absolutely have to have your backups ready. So I'm interested in seeing what happens with Tyson and Hunter. Does Tyson really progress? Again, we haven't seen very much play out of Tyson. We haven't seen very many passing plays out of Tyson when he gets in. In fact, we've seen more passing plays out of Hunter Helms than we have in Tyson in the last 3 years that Tyson has been a Clemson Tiger. If they want him to really be successful, they got to get him in games and throw the ball with him. We can't see it. Some of those passing plays that he's been in on has looked a little errant. His accuracy has looked a little wavery, a little shaky. But I think that's just a testament to him not having a whole lot of game experience. You absolutely have to do that. In the spring game, you're going to see those guys battling out. In the South Carolina State game, you're going to see those guys battling out. In UConn, because I believe that Clemson will be up by 50 at halftime, you'll see a lot of those guys playing in the game. I think that does a lot to tell what's going to happen for the next season. If Tyson gets a lot of play, he's doing really well, he might be a Clemson Tiger going in 2022. Maybe not. If so, though, great. You got a good, solid backup. If not, then you've got a lot of film for himself. He can go and take that anywhere else. We know how the transfer portal is these days. He can have a shot. Same for Hunter Helms. Now, Hunter Helms had a different trajectory. He's a walk-on guy, ends up getting a scholarship. Tyson was an actual recruit. So we'll see what happens going forward with that. But I really like these guys, and I think coming out of spring, some things that I want to see. Has DJ Uiagalelei accepted the fact that he is now the man for the Clemson Tigers? You are the next man up. You have the tradition of keeping quarterback you going forward. You're filling in for huge shoes. Trevor Lawrence is going to be the number one draft pick, regardless of what all those crazy ESPN guys have to say because they're bored and they need content. He's going to be the number one draft pick. He's one of the best Clemson quarterbacks ever. He's taking you to a national championship twice, 1-1, been to the playoffs 3 years as a starter. You're going to fill in for another guy like Deshaun Watson, who took you to a national championship twice, won it. So what is he ready to do? Is he ready to take on that position? Because game one, Georgia, they're ready for you. They're ready for you. You know, they're already saying that Georgia game is going to be the one that decides whether Georgia goes to the playoffs or Clemson goes to the playoffs. So it's important. He's got to be ready. For the backups, Hunter Helms, are you ready to take the backup position? You have just as much opportunity as Tyson. If you're Tyson, you're not letting anybody beat you out. You are the backup for the Clemson Tigers. I want to see that battle. And then lastly, I want to see the rapport with these receivers. Hopefully you'll have Justin Ross back. If not, you're still going to be able to work with Frank Latson and Joe Ngata, two guys that didn't play a whole lot last year due to injury. You still got EJ Williams. If you get these quarterbacks on point with their receivers, Clemson could be deadly on the offense next season. We'll talk about all of that and more later on throughout the week. In the next segment, though, we're going to be talking about the tight ends. This is a position that really gets me excited because of the fact that they're getting more athletic, they're getting more versatile, they're getting more dangerous. We get some more athletes at this position, Clemson is going to be pretty scary, and I think that's what's going to happen going forward. We're seeing new types of receivers now. We're also seeing new types of tight ends, so more threats for DJ and company. We'll get to that in just a few seconds. But before I do that, let me tell you about my friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Seriously, it's going to knock you out. They've improved the flavor over at Built Bar. It's even more delicious now. They've got 18 amazing flavors, including nut and non-nut flavors. They're just going to blow you away. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. They're also very healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy or gal that I know that you are. It's going to help you lose or maintain weight while indulging into a delicious treat. These bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber, great for the keto diet. And while supplies last, they're going to give you a free cooler with purchase. So don't miss out on that. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off of your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Go get some. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and more every weekday with Peacock and Williamson Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Final segment of Locked On Clemson is here. We're going to be talking about the tight ends now. And boy, I'm excited about these guys. Coming out of last season, we saw them get an uptick in use. These guys are more productive than they have been in the last few seasons. And I think it's because of the change of body types. Again, we had that Jordan Leggett years. We had the Brandon Ford years. We had the Dwayne Allen years. And then we had the, Garrett Williams years. We had the Mylon Richard years. We had the J.C. Chalk years. We had the, it is what it is. Nothing against those guys. They were just different body types, and that led to Clemson using them differently. Those guys are more of like H-backs or fullbacks going forward, but I think that the Tigers now have some body types in place that can really be dangerous for Clemson. You can do a lot of things with them schematically, make a lot of mismatches, and especially with Justin Ross and Joe Ngata and all those other guys on the outside, having these tight ends be effective passing threats along with the running backs as well, Clemson has an opportunity to really make a lot of defensive coordinators consider quitting. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Brayton Galloway is going to be the leader for me. He's probably going to be tight end number one for Clemson, especially when they come out in 11 personnel packages. He will be the lone tight end out there. I think he is that good, unless they get creative and maybe make some kind of 12 personnel that looks like 11 by taking a slot receiver out, having Brayden Galloway out wide, and then also having Davis Allen in as a blocking type guy or another guy that can potentially be a pass catcher. We'll see what happens with it, but I really like Clemson's chances when you have Brayden Galloway and Davis Allen going forward. Davis Allen is one of those guys that I'm super excited about. I have been excited about this guy. He is very reliable. He is one of those guys, especially when Clemson does the little toss zone fake and they end up going over the top to Davis Allen. He is always wide open on that play for some reason. He's caught a lot of touchdowns for Clemson. Brayton Galloway is more of the running routes, beat your guy one-on-one type tight end. I really like that. Brayton Galloway reminds me a lot of mid-years Jordan Leggett. When Jordan first got to Clemson, he was kind of known as lazy Leggett, didn't want to block, was skinny, just want to go out and catch passes. But as time progressed, he got better and better, and he ended up being the guy that we wanted him to be. Now, what made me realize when he arrived, he is finally there, it all clicked for him, is when he started selling out to run block. He would put his body on the line, and in my opinion, that sprung a lot of runs for a guy like Wayne Gallman. We want to see that out of Brayton Galloway. Brayton Galloway has been pretty good at blocking. He runs really good routes. He's gotten better at run blocking, but we want to see him get to the level where he's out there all the time. You don't have to bring in anybody else to take over for the run blocking. We want these guys to be versatile. Davis Allen, in my opinion, is a much better, much more physical blocker. He's a pretty good receiver. Those guys are the yin and yang, whereas Davis Allen is really good at run blocking and catching passes just in general, being a safety valve. Brayden Galloway is much better at running routes and also a little worse at run blocking. So excited about having those two guys. They really mesh well. But the younger guys behind them is where it really mixes things up. This is where it really changes. Again, you got big bodies, 6'4", 240 pounds for Brayden Galloway, 6'6", 250 pounds for Davis Allen. Two big imposing guys. But there's one guy who hasn't played a whole lot for Clemson, but he is going to be a monster if he can ever put it all together. That is Jalen Leigh. He is a redshirt sophomore, 6'6", 270 pounds. At one point, it was closer to 280. This guy, if he can get it going, he is that big. He's like a big version of Brandon Ford. You know, Brandon Ford is probably one of the bigger tight ends that we've had at Clemson. He was a little shorter than Jordan Leggett, but weighed more than Dwayne Allen. Just the guy who can really put it together. I like Jalen Leigh. He hasn't been able to put it together, but we want to see it coming out of him. But the younger guys behind him are the ones that I think are really going to change Clemson for now and for the future. Sage Ennis and new recruit Jake Brenningstuhl. Those guys are really going to be the difference for the Tigers. Now, you look at a guy like Sage Ennis. He's a redshirt freshman, 6'4", 235 pounds. He's a hybrid type guy. He can come in and be that Davis Allen, but being a good pass catcher and a route runner, he can do that. And then Jake Brenningstuhl is essentially, I'm telling you, he is essentially a guy like Travis Kelce. He can run routes, he can block, he can jump, he can catch, he can do everything. Seriously, he is that good. Right now, he is getting comparison to a guy like Brandon Ford. Brandon Ford was a first-team All-ACC player. Good friend, really like Brandon Ford. If I'm saying that he's like Brandon Ford, it's a big deal. Jake Brenningstuhl coming into Clemson is going to change things, because at some point it's going to be Sage Ennis and Jake Brenningstuhl. Those guys can really run routes. You have, again, opportunities to really get interesting with your personnel packages. You can put a lot of different weapons and targets out there for DJ Uiagalelei. It's really going to make things go forward. This is one thing that Clemson fans have been talking about for years. Throw the ball to the tight ends. Now, your offensive coordinator and Tony Elliott is the tight ends coach. Let's see if he uses them more. Let's see if he capitalizes on their skill sets. If he does that, again, Clemson will not be held under 38 points this entire season. They will blow everyone out if they have their offensive weapons at their array. But it depends on what happens at the offensive line, how that quarterback position is settled in, and what they do at tight end. With that said, we've come to the end of today's episode. Follow me on Twitter at Ellis Tolbert. That's E-L-L-I-S. T-O-L-B-E-R-T for more conversation. I'd love to have conversation with you there. And make sure to subscribe to the Locked On Clemson podcast. You can find that wherever you get your podcast for free. That way you can get the episodes as they drop, when they drop. You don't want to miss a single one that we actually upload. Please rate and review the show as well. I'll catch you right here tomorrow on Locked On Clemson. Have a great day. And as always, it's great to be a Clemson Tiger.